Animated horses run across a black background. They kick up dust. From the dust, words appear, LD Entertainment. In red, a lightning bolt strikes downward inside a triangle. Voltage Pictures. LD Entertainment, Voltage Pictures and PPC present. In association with Worldview Entertainment. A Voltage Pictures / Animedia production. Lightning flashes in a dark blue sky on the horizon. William Friedkin's film of Tracy Letts. The title appears in bright white letters, Killer Joe. A web of chained lightning ripples over a car driving on a dark road, raindrops cascade onto the asphalt, flames flicker from a barrel, a black cat slinks across the road, a pit bull pulls on a chain from a fence, car headlights reflect off the slick pavement. A man's legs run to a trailer house.
Daddy! Daddy, goddammit, wake up! Shut up, T-Bone! Goddammit, Daddy, let me in! T-Bone, shut up!
Static plays on a TV, in the dark trailer. He runs around to the back of the trailer.
Open the goddamn door! Daddy! Get out of that fucking bed right fucking now! Daddy, open this door! Daddy! Daddy, please open the door! Daddy!
A girl lies asleep on the bed in a nightgown. A figurine in a snow globe lies by her side.
Shit!
Hold on!
Open the goddamn door!
I'm coming!
Shut up!
A woman opens the door with no underwear on.
Put some clothes on for Christ's sake!
Well, hell, I didn't know who you were.
Shit!
Close the goddamn door!
You answer the door like that if you don't know who the
Nothing
hell
you never
is.
Seen before.
Nothing happened in Dallas County hasn't seen before.
Shut up.
Dad here?
He's asleep.
Dottie's here, ain't she?
Did Dell throw you out?
No, I need to talk to Dad.
Why'd she throw you out?
Did you hit her again?
No, I didn't hit her. Hey, look. Will you please put some clothes on?
Oh, my God, I never heard
it's
so much.
It's a bit distracting. Clothes. Your bush stare me in the face.
All right! Jesus!
He pulls out a round 10.
God damn it!
He takes out a blunt.
Help yourself.
What'd you do, chop up some clover? Where'd you get this shit?
I bought it from you.
This is that?
What are you doing here?
Adele threw him out.
So what? Boy can talk.
I need a place to stay, all right?
Why'd she throw you out?
It's a long story.
Charlie, give me a beer. What'd you do, hit her again?
No, God damn it, I didn't hit her.
It's not like you never hit her before.
This ain't none of your goddamn business, Charlie.
Hey, I live here.
Calm down.
Dad, I gotta listen to your naked wife giving me a third degree?
Not naked.
Why do you let her walk around here like that?
Like
it's
what?
The middle of the night.
She answered the door with her beaver puckered out like it was trying to shake my hand.
Shut your mouth!
She didn't know who you are.
That ain't the point, goddammit. I don't want Dottie looking at her own stepmother's pussy.
That's it, I'm going to bed. I've heard all this shit, I could take him.
Good night.
Shit, I'm gonna fucking kill you!
Dottie sits up in the bedroom in the dark.
James! Kill you!
Don't let the bed
go!
You're
not going to
read. He can stay here tonight!
Hey, I'll stay as long as I'm by God!
Any longer, I'm liable to hurt the little bastard!
Don't let him be mad!
Fucker!
Don't die in your sleep!
Goddamn hick!
What the fuck? Now I'm in the fucking doghouse.
Hey, put some pants on. I need to talk to you about something.
I need pants for that?
So we can get out of here.
I'm not going out.
Come on, this is private stuff.
Then fucking whisper.
I need you to put some pants on.
No.
They step outside wearing jackets and jeans.
I need $6,000 or some guys are gonna kill me.
Better get out of town quick.
If you could just give me $1,000.
I don't have it.
Hey, I could hold them off with $1,000.
Chris, I do not have it.
In a blue lit strip club, a stripper removes her top against a pole on the stage. She squeezes her breasts together. Bearded men in cowboy hats stand and stare. A blonde stripper rubs her hands down to her panties and gyrates her hips. Ansel sits staring. Chris takes beer cans from the bar and joins him.
I wouldn't be in this mess if it weren't for Mom. She goes and kicks me out.
You hit her, didn't you?
God damn it, no. I didn't hit her, I told you.
Why'd she kick you out?
Threw her up against the fridge. She stole 2 ounces of coke from me.
That's bullshit. Adele doesn't snort cocaine.
She sold it. Gave it away to that goddamn Rex because the shit's gone. She was the only other one who knew where it was. Then tonight, she comes up to the house with her car running like a watch.
Which? The gold Cadillac? You're shitting me. Piece of shit hadn't run in years.
What I tell you? So my blow's gone, and now these guys are gonna kill me. I'm my own mother, for Christ's sake. So?
Huh? What?
You gonna loan me the money?
No.
Damn, I'm fucked.
I hadn't had $1,000 my whole life.
How'd you like to? How'd you like to have $15,000? Now just hear me out.
Every goddamn time. What about the farm?
Leave the farm out of it. I'm talking about something way easier than that.
Ugh. So that'll be good.
You ever hear of Joe Cooper?
No.
He's a cop. A detective, actually.
Okay.
He's got a little business on the side.
What's he do?
He's a killer. He kills people.
Yeah, so?
Mom's got a $50,000 life insurance policy. Don't look at me like that.
Well, who's a, what you call it?
Beneficiary. Dottie.
Dottie? The whole thing? The whole $50,000?
Yep.
She didn't leave nothing to me?
Of course not, you dipshit. Why would she do that?
I'm her ex-husband.
She hates you, Dad. You know that.
In a stairwell.
How much something like that cost?
Wow, here in charge is 20.
1,000? Jesus.
This isn't really something we can cut corners on. I'd say it's worth it not to get caught. And Killer Joe's a professional. He'll do this right.
How do you know? Who told you about this?
Never mind that.
A stripper twirls on a clear stage above, on the street.
I want to hire him on spec, ask him to do it for free, and then give him a cut of the insurance money.
Well, after we pay this guy, and we clear $30,000, split four ways.
Three ways.
How you figure?
You, me, and Dottie.
What about Charlotte?
What about her?
She gets a cut.
All the hell she does. She ain't family.
She's been my wife longer than Adele was.
It's less money.
It's less money for you.
And it's more money for you.
I'm the father here. I found her. She's my ex-wife. Not you, not Dottie.
Okay, fine. We can split it four ways.
I ain't agreed to nothing, okay? This is murder we're talking about. I'm not just gonna stand here nodding my head.
Look at it this way. Is she doing anybody any good?
What do you mean?
Is anybody gonna care if Mom's not around anymore?
Yeah, Rex.
son of a bitch screws anything draws breath.
That doesn't mean he doesn't care.
Now he'd be tickled pink. You should see the way she treats that poor bastard.
Probably about the same way she treated me.
Ansel's truck pulls up at the trailer house. Chris lights a cigarette in the truck.
What's better for Dottie? Having $10,000 so she can go to that Amazon school, or having a beat-up, old, ugly, naggy, alcoholic mother for another 20 years or so?
Ansel takes a drag.
I see your point.
Exactly. So long as Dottie never knows what we're talking about, we're really doing her a favor.
Yeah.
Dottie stands outside the window.
What are you doing here?
She wears her white nightgown in the rain.
Got in a fight with Mom.
You bailed the city all by yourself?
Yeah. Sure did. Brick by brick.
I heard that at the wedding.
She turns and leaves.
Scared the shit out of me. Sleep talking gives me the creeps.
Yeah. Gotten worse about every night.
She's not seen anybody yet.
Don't hold your breath. Truth be told, I think she's still a, you know.
What? A virgin?
They scamper to the trailer.
Let me just call her. You know, let's just set up a meet and talk to the guy. We don't gotta decide anything right now.
Okay.
Okay, good.
In the trailer.
I heard y'all talking about killing Mama. I think it's a good idea.
She walks away. Chris and his dad share a look.
Well, there you go.
Chain lightning flashes. Daytime on a beach. Hands trap a gecko on the sand. Nighttime. Lightning flashes on Chris tossing and turning in bed. Dottie holds the gecko in her palm and blows on it. A shadowy figure steps into Chris's room. Chris rolls over with his eyes closed and bites his bicep. On a black and white TV screen, a revolver shoots. Chris grimaces.
This is murder we're talking about.
Dottie drifts into Chris's room wearing a robe. She vanishes. She reappears closer. Her hands move to her robe belt. She unties the knot. Chris snaps up in bed. Dottie stands naked before him. She raises her fists. Dottie turns and walks away. She vanishes into thin air. Daytime, a man's black-gloved hands turn a steering wheel. They shut off the ignition, reach for a black cowboy hat, and pull a jacket over a holstered gun. His brown studded boots step onto grass. He slides the hat over his curly hair. The man's aviator sunglasses scan around. He pulls his jacket over a police badge on his belt. T-Bone watches. The man strides to the trailer house. In the trailer, men fight kung fu on the TV. Facing the TV, Dottie round kicks with her leg. She makes knife hands. The man eases the front door open.
It looks hard.
Who are you?
Joe Cooper? Joe Cooper.
You scared me to death.
Excuse me.
He grabs the remote.
And I apologize. I knocked on the door,
but you had the TV on too loud to hear me, so I decided to let myself in.
Hey.
That looks hard. From a TV like that? You should have a teacher.
He removes his glove.
I'm Joe Cooper.
They shake.
Supposed to meet Chris here at 10:30.
He's not here.
Well, I'm a little early.
It's usually late.
Can I trouble you for a cup of coffee?
Sure. Why don't you sit down and I'll take your jacket.
Can I ask your name?
I'm Dottie.
Hello, Dottie.
Hi.
She grabs a coffee pot.
What are you? I mean, what do you do?
I'm a detective.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like Magnum P.I.?
No, he's a private detective. I'm in the Dallas Police Department.
He ain't real either.
No. I'm real.
I read it's nothing like them shows with car chases and all.
A lot of paperwork.
I read some policemen go their whole lives without shooting their guns.
Probably true.
You ever drawn your gun?
Oh, sure.
You ever shot anybody?
Yes.
Who?
Nobody you'd know.
Did they die?
Well, they have. Yes.
Wow. What's the most exciting thing that's ever happened?
I went into this house. I heard an awful screaming coming from inside in the back. It was pitch dark. So I followed the sound of the scream back to a bedroom. And I didn't know what the hell to expect.
Yeah.
When I opened the door, suddenly, just whoop, there's this huge, fat man was on top of me, screaming and kicking and clawing and...
Oh, my God.
And the thing was, there was nobody else even there. And he wasn't trying to hurt me. He wanted me to help him.
Why?
See, he got into a fight with his girlfriend, right? She'd been having an affair, so... In order to teach her a lesson, that's what he said. Teach her a lesson. He doused his genitals with lighter fluid and he set them on fire. You believe that?
She shakes her head.
It's true. That poor, miserable bastard set his own genitals on fire just to teach his girlfriend a lesson. I guess he showed her. I wonder if she ever got over it.
Was he all right?
No. No, he was not all right. He set his genitals on fire.
I had an aunt who set herself on fire once.
Yeah?
Not on purpose, though. She was wearing this long lace dress and she got it caught in the furnace. She died before they could put the fire out.
Really?
I say she's the one in the family I look the most like. Her name was Viva. Isn't that a pretty name?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she ever got married, though.
You gonna answer that?
It's for you.
At a garage, a sign reads, Bob's mufflers, brakes, and CV joints. Ansel welds a pipe. Chris paces with a phone to his ear.
I was wondering if you could meet us at Bob's Mufflers.
There's someplace probably wouldn't tell.
There's a pool hall next door out of business. Just off Harry Hines. Now bring Dottie's to show you the way.
Don't change plans on me again.
Listen, I'm really sorry. You try to make a little more noise?
Why don't you try kissing my ass?
Son of a bitch.
Are you going to kill my mama?
In the trailer, Dottie hands Joe a coffee cup.
I don't know. Why?
I was just curious. My mama tried to kill me when I was real little. She put a pillow over my face because she cared more about herself than her little baby. She didn't love me like a mama should love a little baby. And she was happy because she thought she'd done it. And then I couldn't grow into something better than she'd been. Had ever been. She hadn't done it. She didn't send me back to him.
She looks up.
She just made me sick, made me not be for a while. But then I was. She was sad that I was. And I always would be.
How do you know that?
Know what?
That your mother tried to kill you.
Because I remember.
A yellow Union Pacific freight train chugs past a building with a tall spire. In a billiard hall with a bare concrete floor and dirty walls, Chris paces by a pool table with a cigarette in his mouth. Ansel sits on a bench sipping beer. Chris glances out the window. A gray sedan pulls up outside. Joe and Dottie step out. A little black boy walks toward Dottie on the sidewalk. Joe steps through the pool hall's front door.
This is my father, Ansel.
Ansel?
Like a beer?
No, thank you. Look, I don't have a lot of time, so...
All right, let's get right to it.
He checks the bathroom.
If that's all right.
All right, well, first off...
Joe looks out the back door.
Me and my father have never done nothing like this before. We don't want to do it, but it's got to be done.
It's got nothing to do with me.
All right. Well, sir, instead of me kicking this off, maybe this, you could tell us the questions we need to ask.
It's pretty simple. You're going to pay me for a service that I'm going to perform. You're going to give me the particulars of her schedule, her habits. I'll act on them accordingly. I won't give you many details on my activities because the less you know, the better for everyone involved.
All right.
Now, I only have a couple of rules that I insist on sticking to. Insist.
Okay, yeah.
If you're caught, if you're implicated in this crime, you are not, under any circumstances, to reveal my identity or participation.
Oh, of course.
If you break this rule, you'll be killed. Do you understand?
I
must be absolutely clear on this point.
I understand.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
My payment is $25,000 in cash in advance. No exceptions.
25?
Yes, sir.
I thought you said 20.
I was told 20.
25. Is that a problem?
We don't have a problem with 25. That's not our problem.
And what is your problem?
We have a problem with the advance.
No exceptions.
Sir, let me explain. One of the reasons we're interested in having this done is my mother holds a very large insurance policy.
They usually do.
Now, we thought if we could guarantee payment after the policy had been covered...
Look, this really isn't open for discussion. The conversation is finished.
Please, this is...
What did you think this was, huh? Let's make a deal. This is serious business you're fucking with here, boy.
No, I'm aware of that.
No, I don't think you are. I don't take you seriously.
This is gonna get done one way or another.
Our conversation is finished. I never met you. You never met me.
Joe opens the front door and gazes outside. Sunlight cascades onto Dottie's hair, she twirls in the street. Joe's hands flip his Zippo lighter, a slight smile crosses his face. Dottie raises her arms in fifth position, she stares back at Joe and smiles.
Of course, we never discussed the possibility of a retainer.
What do you mean?
You know how to reach me. Call me if she's interested.
Hey, man, you talking about my sister?
Is that who she is?
Jesus.
What's he mean, retainer?
What do you think he means? He means Dottie.
But retain what exactly?
Just how stupid are you? Are you really that stupid?
Ansel hurls a pool ball, Chris ducks.
Watch your fucking mouth!
What are we gonna do, Dad, huh? We gotta think of something.
We can kill ourselves!
What, you gonna kill somebody? You can't even tell time.
Well, what do you suggest, smartass?
Well, we can forget about the whole thing. Or we can give him Dottie.
Yeah, I might just do her some good.
Dottie strolls along a fence by an electrical substation. In a kitchen, a chef rolls dough. He dots olives on the pizza and throws it in the oven. Charla flicks through naked photos.
Don't be silly. Nobody's gonna ever see him. What are you so worried about anyway?
It's not like you can see your face in any of them.
Personal call?
Uh-uh. Two large pepperoni pizzas, please.
That photo shack behind the mall. Don't worry too much. Just some pimply-faced little girl who never seen one before in her life. Not that big, anyway. What time are you gonna pick me up?
Hey, Dorothy, what do you expect me to do until then?
Hold on, Jenny.
Can I get some money so I can fix up?
Jenny, I gotta call you after my shift.
I can't. I have to. Yeah?
You may too.
What are you fixing for supper tonight?
Just some casseroles.
You gonna make a salad?
Mm-hmm. Why don't I give you a few extra dollars? Get yourself a new dress. We're having a guest for supper.
You have to dress up?
I just think you look real pretty in a dress.
Charla carries the pizza.
Was that your boyfriend on the phone?
What do you mean?
That wasn't your boyfriend?
Married, silly.
Mm-hmm. Daddy.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was Jenny, an old friend from high school. Here you go.
I said no black olives.
She picks the pizza back up off the table.
Fire up another supreme. No black olives. I'm taking my break. Eat.
That's cute.
Stop talking like that.
You should have a cute boyfriend.
Daddy eats pizza at a table.
I had a boyfriend in third grade. I never told nobody. His name was Marshall. He was fat. He loved me.
You need to go out more often.
Nobody ever knew we were going together. We didn't see each other at recess. We didn't sit together at lunch. We never wrote notes, and he didn't walk me home from school.
When would you see him?
In class, at school.
I mean, alone.
And we didn't see each other alone.
Ever.
That would have spoiled the secret.
How'd you know you're going together if you never spent any time alone?
We just knew. If we talked about it, it wouldn't have been what it was, which was true.
What was true?
Love. We loved each other.
How do you know we'd love if y'all never talked about it?
Because he loved me with pure love.
Well, not many like that around, I guess.
Charla strokes Dottie's hair.
It's Joe, isn't it? Joe's coming over.
Joe who?
I don't remember. His eyes hurt.
Huh?
What?
Charla wipes Dottie's cheek.
You met him?
Mm-hmm.
What's he like?
He told me I should get a teacher for my kung fu.
Yeah?
And he had me make him some coffee.
What's he like?
I don't know.
Hey, Ansel.
Ansel walks through the front door. He grabs a beer bottle from a table and takes a swig.
No, you just forget about Jenny. She's an old friend, and I don't need any trouble from your dad or an old friend, you hear?
You should have a cute boyfriend.
Hey, y'all talking about me?
Your ears must have been burning.
Sir.
I was just telling Dottie here how pretty she'd look in a new dress.
Yeah, I'll ride you over to the thrifty and maybe we'll pick you out something pretty, all right?
Is everyone getting dressed up?
Yeah, we're all getting dressed up. Hey, can I get some money? We're out of beer.
My purse is downstairs.
What are you gonna tell that girl? It's just gonna be her and Joe.
She'll figure it out.
You gotta tell her. That girl's not like other people. God damn it, she don't put two and two together like you, me, and Chris.
In the cellar.
What are you so worried about?
She's never been on a date before.
It ain't a date.
Well, it's the closest thing she ever come to one. Except for some fat kid didn't even know it.
What fat kid?
You talk to that girl, else you're liable to blow this whole thing real good.
What am I supposed to say?
Tell her the story, for God's sake. Why do you have to make everything so difficult?
What story?
The situation. Tell her why Joe is coming over tonight.
How am I supposed to get to that?
She don't know what's expected of her. She might disappoint him.
I'm riding her over to the Thrifty, ain't I?
She slaps his arm and walks up the stairs.
What about my beer money? Charla, what fat kid?
Daddy wanders the clothes aisle of a thrift store in a changing room. Her feet kick off dirty sneakers. She pulls off baggy jeans. She pulls a black dress over her naked body and gazes at herself in the mirror. In the trailer, a monster trunk loses a tire on the TV. Ansel sits watching. Dottie peeks around the corner wearing the black dress.
Hope you have a spare.
Daddy? Yeah. Daddy.
Hey. Hey, look at you. Man, you look like a goddamn movie star. Turn around. Turn around. Yep, just like a goddamn movie star.
I feel funny.
Oh, don't say that. You look beautiful.
My butt's too big.
Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Guys like big butts.
They do not.
I'm speaking from experience.
Charlotte doesn't have a big butt.
Yeah, well, give her some time.
He holds her waist.
Why aren't you dressed yet?
Cuz I'm not gonna stay for supper.
What do you mean?
Chris and I got some business to attend to.
Where's Chris?
So, it's just gonna be you and Joe for supper.
I should change.
No, honey.
Yeah, I should.
Dottie, I think it'd be nice for Joe if he saw you looking pretty.
Yeah.
Now listen, honey. Dottie! Settle down!
Let go of me! I have to change!
Dottie!
I have to change!
Close that fucking door on me!
I have to change! God damn it!
No. Hold still, you little bitch! What the hell's going on?
What the hell's going on?
She wants to take off her dress.
So?
Well, don't you think she looks nice?
Let her change if she wants. You put on whatever you like.
Don't you think she looks nice?
Hey, let her change, Dad. Let her change.
Hang on a goddamn second.
Hey, let her change. Change.
What are you doing here?
We're on our way out.
We discussed it.
Well, don't push it. We're leaving.
That's right, Junior. Don't push it. When we make arrangements, I expect the details to have some attention paid to them.
Let's go, Dad.
You understand?
Yeah.
Good boy. Where is she?
Oh, she's changing.
Joe steps in. Ansel and Chris walk out.
Too bad he didn't meet Charla first. He could have dated her. I wouldn't have minded so much.
That's my wife you're talking about, fuckhead.
Yeah, right.
A yellow Corvette drives down a busy street and pulls into a motel parking lot. A man steps out, throws a cowboy hat on his head and walks to a door. Wearing a low-cut pink dress, Charla opens a motel room door with a grin on her face. She kisses him, wraps her arms around his neck, and pushes him inside. In the trailer.
Dottie? It's me, Joe Cooper. We're alone now.
Dottie lies hugging herself in bed.
You don't want to come out, it's okay. You stay in there as long as you like.
Soft toys lie scattered around her on the bed. He grabs the TV remote.
Casserole smells nice. I wish I had a funny story about first dates or casseroles, but I don't.
Maybe you want to come to me. Maybe not.
He wanders to a radio on the kitchen counter.
Lee Hazelwood. Okie from Muskogee.
She sits on the edge of her bed.
I don't have a funny story about Lee Hazelwood either. Or Oklahoma. Guess Oklahoma's kind of funny anyway, though.
A cigarette hangs in his mouth.
I grew up looking at Oklahoma. On the south bank of the Red River. When I was a boy, the border between Texas and Oklahoma was actually the middle of the river. You fished the north bank, you caught okie fish.
She inches to the door.
I caught Texas fish. Sometime since then, we gave our half of the river away. Now the whole damn thing belongs to Oklahoma. South bank. That's the border now. I'm not sure why we did that. But it makes me mad. It's kind of like giving away your front porch.
She steps out of her room in a low-cut white tank and denim shorts, smiling. He removes his hat and hides a bouquet of flowers behind his back.
How are you?
Fine.
You want to know how I am?
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
He hands her the bouquet. She smells the flowers.
You look nice.
Thank you. I changed. I didn't know it was just going to be you and me for dinner.
Someone should have told you.
They did, just now.
She moves past him to the kitchen.
What'd you change from?
A dress.
I'd love to see it.
She grabs a vase from the cabinet, puts in the flowers and places it on the kitchen counter. He watches her intensely.
Your eyes hurt.
I beg your pardon.
She arranges cutlery on the table.
Dottie, do you trust me?
Not quite.
She bends over and pulls a casserole pan wrapped in foil out of the oven. She kicks the door shut and places the pan on the table.
Lovely.
I'm a virgin.
I know.
He lights the wick of a candle and sits opposite her at the table. He lifts the foil.
A tuna casserole.
Yes.
May I serve?
Please. Thank you.
I'd really like to see that dress.
It wasn't right.
May I see it anyway?
How are you going to kill my mama?
Oh, that's not appropriate dinner conversation, Donnie.
Unless you poison her. Will you be the detective who investigates?
Probably not. Sometimes.
Is that a problem?
That's a convenience.
Is that our homes?
Yes.
I love my brother. I remember when Mama and Daddy were getting a divorce. And they... She just told us she's drunk. She said, I don't love your daddy no more. I never loved him. And I screamed something that didn't make any sense. Ran out of the house to the front yard. Chris came out. He hadn't said anything. And he just laid on top of me. He stretched his body out like this. And laid on top of me till I stop crying?
Dottie.
We never talked about it ever.
Bring the dress.
Now?
Yes.
She stands and leaves. Holding the black dress on a hanger, she steps out of the bedroom. He lifts a chair from the table and sets it down facing the living room.
Why wouldn't you wear that for me?
It's not me.
Not when you're not in it.
She regard the fabric.
I once had a boyfriend.
Put it on. Where are you going?
I was going to put on the dress.
I said put it on.
I was.
Here.
She drapes the dress over a chair and stands shyly before him.
I want to see you put it on.
She pulls her top off over her bra. He gazes at her. She unbuttons her shorts and slides them down. She reaches back to her bra strap. She stands with her hands in front of her. He lifts out of his chair. He turns and faces away.
Take off your brassiere.
Out of his back pocket, he pulls out handcuffs and puts them on the kitchen counter. She removes her bra.
Take off your underwear.
He places his pistol on the counter. She takes off her underwear.
Babies.
He drops his badge on the counter and closes his eyes.
Put on the dress.
She pulls the dress over her naked body. He places his wallet down.
Come here. Right behind me.
With his eyes closed, he pulls her hands in front of him and reaches for his belt buckle. Her hands hug his waist. Her hand slides into his pants.
You feel that?
She shuts her eyes.
Yes.
What's that feel like?
I don't remember.
How old are you now?
12.
So am I.
She moves in front of him, facing forward. He moves behind her, presses his face in her hair, and holds her cheek.
Your boyfriend.
Marshall.
Marshall.
He was fat. He loved me with pure love.
She bends over in front of him.
It's our secret.
He lowers and grinds his hips forward. He presses his face in the back of her hair and wraps his hand around her throat. She presses his hand down on her throat. Outside, Chris steps out of his truck and stares at the trailer. The interior light goes off inside the trailer. Chris's mouth drops. Daytime.
Refresh your energy with zero sugar. Essential vitamins. And proven ingredients. Celsius. Live fit.
And it just stares at me, smiling.
Smile 2 is a terrifying masterpiece and the scariest movie of the year by a mile. Smile 2, rated R, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
We're looking for adults 45 and under to be in our HPV vaccination ad. Sound like you?
Not me. In a relationship.
If you're sexually active and unvaccinated, it could still be you.
I'm too old.
If you're under 45, you're not. For most people, HPV clears on its own, but for those who don't clear the virus, it can cause certain cancers.
Wow.
Gardasil 9 doesn't protect everyone and doesn't treat cancer or HPV infection. These diseases may have many causes.
Your doctor may recommend screening for certain HPV-related cancers. Routine cervical cancer screenings are still needed. You shouldn't get Gardasil 9 if you're allergic to the vaccine, its ingredients, or yeast. Tell your doctor if you have a weakened immune system, are pregnant, or plan to be.
The most common side effects include injection site reactions, headache, fever, nausea, dizziness, tiredness, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and sore throat. Fainting can also happen.
Help protect yourself against certain HPV-related cancers. Talk to a doctor or pharmacist today.
Trust in the superheroes of home service. Black Hills Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. We're swooping in with a super deal. Save $100 on any home service repair, AC, heating, plumbing, or electrical. Visit blackhillsinc.com or call 888-88-HILLS today.
Horses race on a TV screen. In a sports book, Chris walks to the front desk.
1,000 on the nose on 5 on the 8th at Lone Star.
He paces, cracks his neck, and holds his hand staring at the screen.
It's still Tilt-A-Whirl with a tenuous lead. Legal Tender in endearing manner. Strike to the front just outside the eighth pole. Cavalier coming down hard to the center of the track, and Daddy Mike is right
there,
too.
Come on, Five.
Down toward the inside, coming on through. But it's endearing manner that's come on now to take the lead as they come down to the
back.
And in
he'll
a
back.
Spectacular finish. A spectacular upset. Endearing manner has won the impossible. 17-1 result at Lone Star here today.
God damn, motherfucker!
A gloved hand revs a motorbike. Chris steps outside. Large men approach him.
Hey!
Time's up, brother. You asked for an extra week. 3 weeks ago, brother. You told me you had a plan.
No, listen, I called you. I called you at like 11 o'clock.
Is this the plan?
Oh, come on, G-Man. Yeah, the money's coming to you by about motherfucking...
He runs.
Bitch!
The thugs leap onto their bikes. Chris dashes around a building. The thugs speed down an alley. They speed through traffic across a street. A car skids into a barrier. Chris rounds a house and hides in the alley. The bikes speed past on the road. Chris sprints past a fenced children's playground. He leaps over embankments and runs around a graffitied building. The bikers speed behind. Chris dashes through an abandoned parking garage and hides behind a wall. The bikes drive through the garage. Chris darts away to the side. The thugs look side to side. Chris scampers down an alley and hides behind the wall. The bikes pull up around the corner. The thugs walk their bikes toward the end of the alley. Chris runs, the bikes drive around encircling him. G-Man speeds toward Chris and coat hangers him to the ground. A shiny red truck skids up. A rotund man with a mustache steps out.
Chris!
Hi, Digger.
Digger lifts Chris off the ground and dusts him off.
How you been, boy?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, fair to middling. Blood pressure.
You taking medicine?
Yeah, all that. No salt, low stress. Of course, Amy keeps making that fried chicken. You know I can't resist it.
How is Amy?
Well, she's all busted up right at the moment. Remember Dumplin', that old blue tick we had?
Yeah, sure, Dumplin'.
Yeah, well, we had to put him to sleep yesterday morning.
Oh, no.
Yep. Well, you missed yourself a hell of a party a couple weeks ago.
Sorry I missed your birthday.
Well, I'm glad you missed my birthday. I just wish you hadn't missed the party. How many people we have out there at the place, G-Man?
A couple hundred.
Oh, hell, wasn't that many?
150, anyway.
No shit.
Sorry I missed it.
Yeah, good old party. Lots of barbecue. Hey, G-Man here. He played the accordion.
That's right.
Hey, wasn't that gal out there?
What gal?
Well, you know, the one that's always sniffing around Chris's shit here. What the hell's her name? The one with the great big caboose on her.
Arlene?
Arlene! Yeah, Arlene! Hey, you better look out for her, boy. She may be too much woman for you.
Yeah, she better stay away from the barbecue or she'd be too much woman to fit through the door.
Damn, you make me laugh. Hey, listen, I'm just gonna have the boys here kick the shit out of you. But you better pay me my money in a couple of days. I'm gonna wrap you up in electrician tape and bury you in a coffin about 10 feet deep. Huh? I'll tell Amy you asked about her.
He winks and heads for the truck.
That'll make her smile.
G-Man and his thug walk over to Chris.
He really likes you.
He throws a punch into Chris's stomach and clobbers his face. Chris falls to the ground. G-Man kicks his gut. The thug punches his face. Bloody cuts cover Chris's lips and temple. Cut to black. Nighttime. Outside the trailer, Chris hobbles to the front door. He shoulders the door open and falls inside. A fully naked Joe leaps on him, pointing his gun.
I'm sorry!
Easy.
Oh, my God, easy. What happened?
Fuck! Chris! Shit. You look rough, boy. Come on, boys, caught up to you. Huh?
I think they broke my hand.
Excuse me. You want to go to the hospital?
I think he did.
I got beat up.
What happened to you?
I got beat up.
Will you get a wet rag?
Put the fucking boots to you or what? That's the last Digger song. They do all they're going to?
If they wanted to kill him, he'd be dead.
My nose is broken.
Is that all?
Well, what'd they say to you?
What the fuck do you think they said?
Can they want their money?
Oh, shit!
Hey, you want beer?
Where'd they find you?
Fucking Sport of Kings.
Is he Bill there?
I don't know why.
Hey, he owes me $10.
I'm going to bed. Come on, Ansel.
Just go to the hospital.
No, he's fine. He just got a whooping.
Ansel, come on.
All right, then. I guess we're going to turn in.
Dottie, go on.
Good night, Chris.
Daytime, power lines interweave in front of a blue sky. By the side of a highway, Chris's 1978 Mercury Cougar rolls to a stop. Chris climbs out holding his arm. He limps down the road. Crisscrossing rails of an abandoned roller coaster rise in the distance. With a deep purple gash on his cheek, Chris spots Joe leaning against the rail on a walkway wearing sunglasses and his cowboy hat.
I want to know what kind of progress you're making.
It's being taken care of.
Yeah, right. You've been fucking my sister and my mother's a hell of a lot healthier than me at the moment.
You want me off the job? Say the word.
When are you planning on doing it?
Tonight.
Really? So you'd be leaving tomorrow, then?
No. The retainer is for the money. I'm not leaving until I get my money.
I don't like that.
Oh, I don't care.
I don't want you near my sister.
I don't care.
And if I tell you the deal's off?
Then I'll leave right now, and you'll never see me again. Your call. Who are you into for this money?
I won't tell you.
Dickers Holmes?
How'd you know that?
What'd he say he'd do to you if you don't pay him?
You know that too?
He'll do it.
Aren't you supposed to arrest people who commit murder?
I like Digger.
Do it.
In the trailer, Dottie inches out of her bedroom. She peeks into Ansel's empty bedroom, unmade leopard print sheets sprawl across the bed. In a holding cell, Joe wears a white denim shirt. He passes by a cell holding a man with a face tattoo and steps into a locker room.
This is Tim.
Hey, Joe.
Joe passes a cop in uniform and wanders to a locker. He pulls out a holster and a handgun. He holsters the gun. In a bathroom, he pulls his jacket over his belt badge and puts on his hat. In the mirror, he looks at himself wearing his sunglasses, pulls on his gloves, and shuts a flip phone. He steps out of the police station. Chris waits by the door.
Joe, thank God. I was afraid I wouldn't get here. I'd be too late, thank God. Listen, we gotta stop this, all right? I've been in a lot of trouble all my life, but I never did nothing like this before. I'm sorry, didn't mean to waste your time. I mean, I hate that bitch. I always hated her. I just can't be the one, you know? But the main thing really is Dottie. You know, my sister never did nothing to nobody. You know, you gotta give her up because I can't look her in the eyes otherwise. I mean, you can't have her. I can't let you have her. What are you doing? Where are you going?
Hop in.
Shit. Ow. Fuck.
Nighttime.
I started a farm once. You know, seemed like the life I want. Work for myself, outside a lot, live in the country, smoke dope, watch TV. That's all I really want. So I started a rabbit farm. Built it with my own two hands. Lumber, chicken wire, water bottles, pellets, rabbits.
I love those little bastards. They smell like shit and they fuck all the time, but they're awful easygoing animals. A rat, a skunk, or something got into the pen, and it was rabid and awful hot out, too, and they just tore each other up, their eyes rolling, foaming at the mouth, and screaming. You know rabbits scream? They sound just like little girls. I mean, it was disturbing. I started selling dope for a living. I knew more about it, so I can't pay this guy, and I don't even really want to. You gotta get out, Joe. You gotta leave my sister alone forever.
The sedan passes a row of wooden crucifixes by the side of the road and speeds down a long highway. A neon sign reads, Billy's Mo Barbecue. Joe's sedan rolls into the parking lot.
What's going on?
Joe opens the trunk. A woman lies still inside with her eyes open and a bruise on her cheek.
Jesus.
Chris stares with wide eyes. Joe covers her face with a blanket. They carry the blanket-wrapped body to a car.
Easy.
Joe opens the driver's door.
Put her feet on the floorboard. All right. Yeah.
Joe gently lays the body down across the seat. He removes the blanket and hands it to Chris.
Put that in the trunk and shut it.
He sits her up in the seat, takes a small bottle out of his jacket, unscrews the lid and dribbles liquid over her closed mouth and body. He places a cigarette in his mouth. He blows smoke over her face. Chris stares with his mouth agape. Joe closes the door. Joe opens the hood and hands Chris a flashlight.
Give me some light.
Joe draws a knife and severs a cord. Liquid flows. Joe places his lighter to the ground. A blue flame snakes in a line to the car. Yellow flames lick the hood. Joe and Chris climb into the sedan. In the sedan, Chris stares out the back window with wide eyes, fire engulfs the car. Billows of smoke rise into the sky from a huge fireball. Daytime, in a diner, Dottie watches a TV over Chris's shoulder. A cartoon mouse presses down on a pump. Chris turns to the TV. A fireball explodes on the screen. Chris's eyes bulge. He stands and hobbles to the remote on the bar top.
I was watching that, Chris.
Listen.
I was watching the show. I wanted to see how it turned out.
You don't catch the bird, okay? It just goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
Patrons look over. Chris glances out the window. A sign on a building across the road reads, Philpatrick Insurance.
Listen, honey. I know you know what's going on, okay? I don't gotta explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd known how this would all fall out, I might have done things different.
No.
In an office, Ansel waits at a table wearing an American flag baseball cap and a brown suit. Sharla smokes in a purple dress. He checks the lining on his shoulder.
What's wrong? For God's sake.
She She pats his shoulder, the fabric falls loose, Ansel stares at her, a man in a suit walks in.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sharla tries to pull the jacket sleeve up over Ansel's exposed arm and shoulder.
What was her maiden name, Ansel? I need it for the file.
Yes, sir. Rogers. Adele Carolyn Rogers.
Ansel and Sharla step outside to the street. Chris looks out the window of the diner.
Is there going to be a trial?
Huh? No. John knows what he's doing.
Well, I ain't never been to a trial.
You see the shot in the paper? Her car? John knows what he's doing, all right. They couldn't do no autopsy because there wasn't much left to speak of. How'd it go?
Let's just get out of here.
On the sidewalk.
Little son of a bitch.
What's the matter?
I am not talking in front of Dottie.
She knows what's going on.
I'm not talking in front of her.
What happened with Phil Patrick?
I ain't talking in front of Dottie.
They're not gonna pay you the money, are they?
Dad?
Ansel, calm down.
Dad?
Ansel! Don't make a scene!
Ansel throws Chris against a steel sliding door.
Who told you about Adele's policy?
Rex! Rex told me. He just mentioned it in conversation. Will you, for the love of God?
When?
In conversation.
Not how! When?
A few weeks ago. Me and Mom just had a big fight.
Oh, Christ.
I told you, Ansel.
What happened?
I told you from the start.
Shut up!
You tell me to shut up! I'm not the one who blew this
what
thing.
What happened,
you
Dad?
Our place. Tell everyone what to do. How we're all gonna see $100,000.
God damn it, you tell me right now.
Dottie is not the beneficiary. Rex is the beneficiary.
I don't understand.
It's not real talk.
Explain it to me.
Dottie does not get the money. Rex gets the money.
Wait.
Dottie does not get $50,000, boy. Rex! Rex! Rex gets the $50,000.
That's not right.
That's the way it is.
No, that can't be.
And go talk to Phil Patrick yourself.
I was told. Because he told me. Rex told me. He told me.
Rex was Mama's boyfriend.
Just shut up, Dottie. He told me.
He was lying.
Why would he do that?
Why do you think?
No. He couldn't have known I'd do this.
Who told you about Killer Joe?
I told you.
Yeah.
Did I tell you?
Oh, my God. I'm fucked. Piece of fucking fuck suckcase. I don't believe you, God.
You better believe it. Because the sooner you believe it, the sooner you figure out a way to pay Killer Joe his money.
Well, I'll get going.
Not to mention Digger Soames.
I'll get going, y'all.
For what?
Funeral's in a half hour.
Y'all get going. I got to think of something.
I wish you would. We're all so much better off whenever you do.
Where's Joe? He's coming back, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's coming back, all
yeah,
right.
He's coming back, all right.
Let's hit it. We gotta get your mother in the ground.
I'll take Dottie.
Dottie?
Yeah, we'll be along.
Sharla sprays perfume in Ansel's truck.
Ms. Smith, when you're done fumigating the gate to hell. Hey, Chris. Why don't you do us all a big favor? Just go kill yourself.
Dilapidated train tracks stretch into the distance. Chris hobbles up the tracks holding hands with Dottie.
You feel bad?
Yeah. I feel like maybe I'm not supposed to be on Earth or something.
Remember them shows you used to put on with your knees?
Huh?
We'd be laying in bed and you'd get a flashlight and put your knees up and put a pair of sunglasses on one knee and some kind of hat on the other.
Yeah.
Put on a little show. Greatest show on Earth is what you called it.
Yeah.
She holds his arm and rests her head on his shoulder.
Into time and forever from now on, no more ventures or timeouts or king's exes. Everlasting, one more time than you can say. into infinity and outer space. Amen.
Nothing's worse than regrets. Not cancer. Not being eaten by a shark. Nothing.
He kisses her cheek.
Joe's coming back, isn't he? Because
I'm leaving.
I think maybe...
I want you to come with me.
Where?
Mexico. No, further. Peru. In South America.
How are we gonna get there?
We'll drive. We can drive it.
Chris.
Do you like Texas? These people talk about it like it's such a great place and all, but it's really just a bunch of goddamn hicks and rednecks with too much space to walk around in.
It's warm.
Let's go. Let's just go. Now.
To the funeral?
Hey, we're gonna pull this off. We gotta gas up.
I have to see Joe.
No, Dottie, if we see Joe, we have to go to Peru now.
Well, then you go by yourself, because I have to see Joe.
She turns and hurries away down the tracks. Under overpasses, Dottie walks along a road lined with overgrown vegetation. Chris's car drives up beside her.
I'll make you a deal. We'll go to the funeral, and you can see Joe after.
She keeps walking. He pulls up in front of her.
No funny stuff. Promise.
You swear?
I swear.
You can't tell Joe we're going to Peru, okay? You can't tell him goodbye, not outright.
Okie dokie.
And you can't tell Dad or Charlotte either, because they're mad at me right now and might try to spoil our trip.
I understand.
Are you excited? You want to go?
I'm always excited.
We can do this. We can pull this off.
Not if somebody makes me mad.
In a parking lot, men and women walk to a building. Ansel slouches against his truck.
Rex didn't even bother to show up. Son of a bitch.
Flowers drop onto a coffin in a grave.
Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. I will be glad to rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. And thou hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy.
Chris leaves.
Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy on me, O Lord. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind.
He hobbles away to a fence.
We are gathered here to put your eternal rest, Dale, Carolyn, Rogers.
He grips the mesh with his hand and hangs his head.
Christopher and Dorothy, devoted to our family.
In his car, Joe watches in his side mirror with a toothpick in his mouth and his boot up on the dash. Chris drives in his car. Dottie sits in the passenger seat staring at him. Chris pulls up at the trailer house. Dottie gets out. T-Bone stands alert and wags his tail. Joe sits beside a train track, an overpass stretches behind him. Joe drives wearing his sunglasses. The yellow Corvette drives in front. Joe parks on the side of the road and strides to the parked Corvette.
Hey, Rex.
Rex steps out wearing a denim jacket and cowboy hat.
Here's the car.
Chris leans against the strip club's brick wall. The parking lot is filled with motorbikes. A large man wearing a bandana walks over and hands him a paper bag. Chris pulls a handgun out of it. Chris hands him a package. They fist bump. Lightning flashes in the dark night sky. Ansel's truck pulls up at the trailer. Ansel dumps keys and change on the table inside.
fucking asshole.
Whatever.
He takes a swig from a mini liquor bottle.
Dottie! It's us! We stopped by the cane fry. See, you hungry? Dottie? Chris!
Hey, fetch me a beer, would you?
He's not here.
Hey, Joe.
Dottie here?
She's asleep.
Where's Chris?
I don't know.
You want some chicken? We stopped by the K4IC.
Yes, please.
Sure. Help yourself. It's right here on the stove.
They'll fetch it for him, would you, hon?
Sure, white or dark?
Leg.
You want a beer?
Yes, please.
You accept that on the table, please?
She sets a fried chicken leg on a napkin.
Thank you.
Ansel sips beer in the dark. Sharla flips on the lights.
Oh, funerals make people hungry for some reason.
Huh.
Starving. You don't hear about the insurance?
Charlotte?
Yes, I did.
I'm not say.
You don't have to say anything. It's not your fault.
Yeah, but...
Chris, that Chris is so stupid. I could have told you to fuck this up.
Why didn't you?
Why didn't I?
It's just an expression, really.
What is?
What she said, that she could have told you Chris would fuck it up.
I've never heard that expression.
The manner of speaking, really.
I never liked that little bastard.
You have it.
Mm-mm. It's just no good. You can't trust him.
Joe grabs Ansel's jacket.
He never really hit it off.
All he cares about is himself.
That's not fair.
Bullshit fair. It's true.
It's really only anybody cares about to think about.
No wonder.
I wonder what.
I wonder Chris wound up the way he did.
He throws it on Ansel's bed.
What the fuck did I do?
Just shut up. I mean, how stupid do you have to be to let an idiot like Rex take advantage?
Rex?
Yeah, Rex.
What about Rex?
I said, how stupid do you have to be to let an idiot like Rex take advantage?
Yes, I heard what you said. Tell me about Rex.
Rex is Adele's boyfriend.
Was.
Was Adele's boyfriend.
Tell me about Rex.
What do you want to know?
Not you. You.
What?
You. Tell me about Rex.
What do you mean?
Well, you know the man, don't you? I mean, you have met.
Yeah, of course.
Tell me about him.
I don't know what you mean.
Is he tall? Is he fat? Is he Chinese? Where does he work? How old is he? Do his ears hang low? Is he unlike other men? Tell me about Rex.
Rex is... I don't get this, really.
She cleans her plate in the sink. Dottie peeks out her bedroom door.
Who told you about our arrangement?
What arrangement?
The contract between myself and this family.
Ansel.
Why?
Well, she is my wife, Joe.
I wasn't addressing you, sir.
Okay.
Why did he tell you?
Because I'm his wife, like you said.
Were you going to get a cut of this money?
Sure.
Why?
Because I'm his wife, like you said.
Did you advise Ansel against the idea?
No.
Why? You could have told him Chris would fuck it up.
It's not my business.
But it is, isn't it? I mean, it is your business.
What are you getting at?
If you're going to share in the money, then it is your business, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you did not advise Ansel, your husband, against it.
Staring, Ansel chomps on a chicken leg.
Look, I wanted some of that money, all right? I mean, if Chris could pull this off, then I...
Were you going to split Ansel's share, or were the four of you going to split it evenly?
We didn't discuss that.
I'm sure you did. You're a practical woman.
Well, I assumed that I would take a fourth.
Not one half of one third.
No, fourth, four ways.
Instead of 1/6.
1/6.
No. Four ways.
So the remainder of the money would be split evenly after I'd been paid my fee. $25,000.
Right. Yeah, right after you recover.
Which means equal shares. What would those four equal shares come out to?
I haven't done the math.
Well, they do with me. Right now.
He grabs her shoulder and sits her in a chair. He sits and presses his finger on a coin on the table.
The insurance policy gets covered. The agent, Phil Patrick, cuts Ansel a check.
Dottie. That would be Dottie.
Right. Best of all possible worlds, Dottie.
Look, I don't know why we're doing all this. We're not going to see any of that money.
Just watch my feet here, all right? So Ansel gets the check.
Dottie.
Look, if the check is for $100, we pay you $25.
How much?
$25.
How much, though, the policy is for?
However much. How much?
$50,000.
That much. $50 minus your $25.
Right, minus my $25. But you said $100.
Yeah, mm-hmm. However much. Minus your money.
No, but you said $100.
Yeah, however much.
The check is for $100.
Yeah, however much.
But you said $100.
However much minus your $25.
She was mistaken, Joe. It's $50. All right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Ansel turns to the TV. Joe strides to the TV and raises it over his head. He smashes it on the console.
Look! Come on! Isn't it?
No.
Wait a minute.
In case of accidental death, the figure's double.
Right, Phil Patrick's told us that this morning, didn't he, Ansel?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I think he did.
Ansel. Did he?
No.
I think he did.
So, it's not 50.
No. It's 100.
Like I say, however much.
However much.
Look, what are you getting at?
What do you mean?
I made a mistake, all right?
Yes, you did.
I said 50 or 100. Mm-hmm. However much.
Mm-hmm. Y'all don't do this now.
You said that you never cared for Chris.
And I haven't. I don't.
And you also said that Rex is an idiot.
Yeah, right.
And you also said that the check was for 100.
Yeah, or however much.
Well, I was just wondering.
What are you getting at?
He reaches back and pulls a pink wallet out of his back pocket.
Oh, fuck.
He pulls out a photo and shows it to her.
Whose dick is that?
Where'd you get those?
That's not Ansel's dick.
He shows it to Ansel.
Is that your dick, Ansel?
No.
Yes, it is, darling. You were drunk.
How about that one?
No.
That one? Make sure now, you might have been drunk.
Ansel stares at Sharla.
No.
Whose dick is it?
You just stop that.
That must be your boyfriend.
Oh, please.
Your boyfriend, Rex.
Oh, please, now.
That idiot. The one who's getting all that money.
I didn't know.
All 100 grand.
Just stop it! I didn't know anything about this, I swear.
Were you aware of this, Ansel?
I'm never aware.
Of course not. Is it?
You son of a bitch!
No need for name calling. I haven't called you any names. I am a guest here. You be polite. Now, whose little dickie is that? And do not lie to me. If you lie to me, it'll be the last lie you ever tell.
He holds her throat.
Rex.
Rex?
It's Rex.
Who?
Rex!
Correct.
Answer, please!
Yes, Ansel is not too inclined to assist you at this point in time, are you, Ansel?
No, I'm not.
In fact, Ansel's doing just fine standing over there.
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought.
Let me tell you, motherfucker!
What did I say about insulting me, huh?
He squeezes her throat with both hands and tosses her on the floor.
I'm afraid that's impossible.
No, it's not.
Rex picked up the settlement this afternoon.
What?
He gave it to me before he left. $100,000.
He hands a check to Ansel.
God almighty.
Where did he go?
Worthless, of course. It's made out to Rex.
Where did he say he was going?
He was unavailable for comment.
I don't understand. Why didn't you get him to...
Joe places his wristwatch on the counter.
I can get him.
He punches her face. She falls.
Looks like you need a new boyfriend.
He rolls his sleeves. Blood drips from her nose onto the floor.
I'll be your boyfriend. Just for a little while.
He wipes his bloody knuckles on the paper towel. Sharla lifts her head.
Just stay down. Stay down.
He picks up the chicken leg and turns the paper towel over to the clean side. He waves the chicken leg at her.
Look at me. Suck this.
He holds the chicken leg out from his crotch.
Go fuck yourself.
He grabs her throat.
If you insult me again, I will cut your face off and wear it over my own. Do you understand?
You made your bed.
That's right.
He throws her back down.
Now lie. Now suck it. Do you want me to wear your face? Now suck it.
Ansel averts his gaze. She crawls toward him on her knees, grips the chicken leg with her hands, and puts her lips on it.
Easy. Easy.
He pushes her head down on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. All right.
The chicken leg slides in her mouth.
Hey. Hey. What do you think?
Ansel bends over and vomits.
I don't.
Now listen carefully, both of you. I performed a service for this family, and I deserve my payment in full. Because of a misunderstanding with the insurance, I won't receive any cash for my services. That is unfair. I don't care to hear excuses or placement of the blame. I hold you all equally responsible. Reach around, grab my ass. Reach around, grab my ass. There you go. Grab it. That's it. There you go. I was fortunate, however, in thinking ahead. I secured a retainer for my services. Since I fulfilled my obligation, and since my cash is not forthcoming, that retainer is now mine. It belongs to me, and I'm taking it with me when I leave. You're very good at this. Please moan. Chris doesn't agree with the concept of the retainer. He's coming here tonight to attempt to take it with him. I can't allow him to do that. This family can't allow him
to do that, huh?
Daddy lies on her bed.
We have to go.
She gazes at a figurine.
It's suffocating me. I can't be around them anymore.
Joe pushes Charlotte to the floor.
Do you understand? Slaughter all of you.
He pushes the table over.
If this family allows Chris to leave this trader, I'll slaughter all of you like pigs. Do you believe I do that? I am asking for your help. Will you give it to me? Hansel?
Yes, sir.
Charlotte trembles with her back against the wall. Joe strokes hair from her bloodied face.
You're a very beautiful woman. Don't you think so, Hansel?
I hadn't given it much thought.
Wrong answer!
She's a very beautiful woman.
And that's sweet. Don't you think so?
Joe lifts Charlotte to her feet.
Up the kitchen. Then you're gonna set the table for a proper meal. Okay? Get up here. Then we're all gonna sit down.
He turns the table back upright.
Dinner. Just the four of us. Understand? Look at me. Just the family. Okay. Get that chair.
He grabs two beer cans from the fridge. Charlotte cups her hands under the faucet and washes her face. Joe sits with Ansel.
How you doing, guy?
Where'd you get them pictures?
Oh, that's hardly important.
I guess.
I mean, all she did was suck his cock and try and steal your money. It could have been worse.
How?
Well. No, I suppose that's about as bad as it gets.
He takes a drag from his cigarette. Charlotte dabs her face with a cloth.
Listen.
He leaves. Charlotte stands at the sink with a deep gash between her brows and dried blood on her nose. Ansel stands behind her.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, Ansel.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
Shut up, T-Bone.
Chris steps in.
Hey, son.
Daddy here?
She's in the bedroom.
Oh, thank God, I'm starving. You hear from Joe?
He's in his bedroom.
Chris picks up the chicken leg.
Eat already?
Junior.
Joe squeezes Dottie's shoulder.
You're home.
Hi, Joe.
I heard about the money. I gotta tell you, I'm all broke up. Things didn't work out.
Yeah, me too.
It's the way the world turned, right?
Huh?
It's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, okay.
Caveat emptor, you know what I mean? Shall we dine? Here. It smells heavenly. Chris, Ansel, you hungry for some K-Fry-C?
Well, I'm not really that hungry.
Well, you should join us, Ansel. All of us.
Chris, have a seat right here.
There we go. As it should be.
There we are.
Sharla places cups on the table.
Sharla, have a seat.
This is lovely. Who would like to say grace? Dottie, would you do the honors?
Mm-hmm.
They clasp hands and close their eyes.
Dear Jesus, thank you for the food. Thank you that we're all here together and safe. We're sorry Mama's dead. We hope you'll give her a place to stay in heaven. Please forgive us for anything we did wrong. We would all like a place to stay in heaven, too. In the Lord's name, which is Jesus Christ, we say, amen.
Amen. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Let's eat. Charlotte, would you grab us some drinks and get young Chris a plate, please?
Mm-hmm.
White Andar?
Yes.
And so get that potato salad started, will you?
And potato salad. I love
and potato salad. Iced tea. Is that a homemade, Sharla?
Only one yes,
it is.
Can you get Daddy some potato salad on there, please? How about that? You start with that. We'll get you some more.
That's perfect. Like. Can I start now?
Yes, you may. Sharla, white or dark?
Doesn't matter.
Do you want some potato salad?
Yes, please. Mm.
Sharla, potato salad?
No, thanks.
Sharla, your mascara is running.
Fuck you.
Joe taps his cup.
Everybody, I have an announcement to make. You've all probably noticed that Dottie and I have been spending an awful lot of time together. Fact is, we've fallen in love. So it's my privilege to tell you that I've asked her to be my bride. And she has accepted. Haven't you, dear?
Yes.
Well, I, for one, would like to say
shut up.
A toast to my future wife.
Daddy beams. They clink cups.
When's all this supposed to take place?
Well, we're leaving right after this delicious meal.
Is that right?
Yes.
You can't have my sister, Joe.
What do you mean, Chris?
I mean, I can't let it happen. You're not gonna marry my sister.
I don't think it's up to you.
Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up.
You say another word, old man, and I will rip your head off your shoulders.
Now, Chris, I can certainly understand your love for your sister. But you gotta cut the old apron string sometimes.
Okay, I'm not gonna discuss it. She's my sister. I'm taking her with me. We're leaving here.
Maybe we should let Dottie decide.
Dottie doesn't have a say in the matter.
Oh, I believe she does.
You leave wrong. Dottie, go get your stuff.
Dottie, stay seated.
Dottie?
Stay seated. Dottie. Dottie, sit down.
Dottie? Dottie, go get your stuff now.
Dottie.
Dottie?
Dottie.
That a girl. Dottie!
She turns back.
She's my retainer.
Deal's off. You're gonna have to eat this one.
You know I'll kill you.
Go fuck yourself. Take your seat, Joe.
Chris points his handgun.
Dottie, go get your stuff!
Dottie, stay where you are. This one.
Dottie! Go get your stuff!
Sharla grabs a knife and stabs Chris's shoulder. Joe tackles him.
Dottie! Stop it!
Joe pummels Chris's face. Dottie picks up the gun. Joe grabs a can of Libby's pumpkin filling and slams it into Chris's bloody face. Ansel grips his son's legs.
I got him, Joe! Fucking kill him!
Oh, God!
Get him!
Oh, God! Get him!
Dottie fires, bullets rip into the walls, Joe looks back with wide eyes, she aims at Chris.
Dottie.
She shoots a bullet into his chest.
Jesus! Dottie!
She shoots Ansel in the stomach. She aims at Joe.
Put the gun down.
I'm gonna have a baby.
Baby? Baby?
Please don't
kill me. A baby.
Chris lies still with open eyes. The gun points at Joe. Dottie's finger moves to the trigger. Joe smiles brightly. Cut to black. Credits appear. Directed by William Friedkin. Screenplay by Tracy Letts, based on the play Killer Joe written by Tracy Letts, produced by Nicholas Chartier and Scott Einbinder, executive producers Christopher Woodrow, Molly Connors, Vicky Cherkas.